Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
All right. So I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms in this place. And they have a meme that they're going to throw up of the dollar bill. And we all have moms in here. So I hope you appreciate this. This is for you. If they'll throw up that picture. So the look your mom gives you when she loves you, but wishes you made better decisions. So every time you pull out a dollar bill, remember your mama. Remember, oh, $100 bill, thank you, $100 bill, remember your mama. Just think of, you know, like me looking at Tyler with those holes in his jeans, just like, I love you, I just wish he made better choices. So we have a good time, don't we? So just remember the $100 bill when your mama, you know, may not be around, but you know that face that you have gotten before. And it's funny, I get that, I'm getting that face right now. I get that face a lot more when I'm an adult than when I was a kid. Any adults out there saying, my mom gives me that face? Yeah, amen. She loves you. Trust me, she loves you. She just wishes you made better choices. Amen. All right, so I'm going to talk to y'all this morning. My title is, Don't You Know Who My Mom Is? Don't you know who my mom is? If you want to stand for the reading of the word, Deuteronomy 8:18, but you shall remember the Lord your God. Psalm 119:55, O Lord, I remember your name in the night. Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember your creator. You may sit down. So remember those passages because they're going to come back to us. But I want to share with you a childhood story. And it's going to be probably when I was in second or third grade, 8 or 9 years old. I went to the nurse's office, as one does when there's a quiz or a test. So I was sitting in the nurse's office. The nurse was right there. And then a little boy came in to the offices. You know how there's the nurse's station and then the principal's office. They're all kind of together. Well, this little boy comes in and rampages that office, opens up drawers, acting like he owns the place. And remind you, he's 8 or 9 years old, just like me, and I'm sitting in that nurse's chair, and the nurse storms out of the nurse's station, and she's like, what do you think you're doing? And he just looks up at her and says, don't you know who my mom is? Okay, now throw up that other picture I gave you, or Pastor Brandon gave you. I want you to imagine 8 or 9-year-old Mandy sitting in the nurse's office waiting for her eczema treatment. That's me right there, with a little boy haircut. That's what Brandon calls it, the little boy haircut. And I loved cars, Hot Wheels over Barbies all day. So that was my Christmas present. I was a tomboy, so I was like, Hot Wheels, Hot Wheels, Hot Wheels, forget Barbies. But anyway, imagine that little girl sitting in the nurse's station, looking at that little boy. How many of you know those GIFs or those GIFs, those videos that play on a loop? Imagine 9-year-old little Mandy going, what is happening? Because in my day, you didn't talk to adults like that. And that little boy said, don't you know who my mom is? I said, oh, he's going to get in trouble. But it turns out that there was some merit behind his words. His mom was a superintendent and had given him clearance to go into that office. Amen? So I just want to tell you, how much more confident should we be as the children of God? Don't you know who my God is? I've gotten clearance. I've gotten approval to be here. So I'm going to share with you 3 very well-known Bible stories. If you went to Sunday school, I'm sure you've already heard them. Even if you didn't go to Sunday school, I'm sure you've already heard them. But that's okay. They're here to encourage you. We're going to repeat them. So as I share these stories, I'm going to also share the 4 times you'll have to proclaim with the same confidence that boy did about his mom at school, don't you know who my God is? So first, I want to share with you the story of David and Goliath. We know that story. Most of us do. We know David was a shepherd boy, and while his brothers were off fighting war, David was called upon to deliver his brothers some lunch. So David makes his way to the battlefield with some sustenance for his brothers and overhears Goliath talking smack about the people of God no less. So David looked around the men and the king and was like, does he not know who our God is? Does he not know? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Don't believe me? Look at 1 Samuel 17:26. David asked the men standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel?" You could just, the swag of David. He was like, "Who is this? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" You can hear the confidence in David's words. You see, David was just there to deliver lunch. But because he had confidence in God, he was about to deliver a whole lot more. Amen? Not only was David going to introduce Goliath to his God, he was going to remind his brothers and fellow warriors who their God was. Had they forgotten? Had no one remembered the power of God? David hadn't forgotten. He knew that everything he had been through, God had been with him, and God had given him the strength to overcome. He overcame the bear and the lion. Would God not give him the same strength to overcome Goliath? 1 Samuel 17:36. Listen to the confidence of David. "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God." That's confidence. That's confidence right there. And can I just talk to the people of God who have been overlooked real quick? You think you've been overlooked, but just because man has overlooked you, that doesn't mean God has. Just because your boss has overlooked you for the promotion doesn't mean God has overlooked you for your blessing. Just because your husband or your wife has overlooked you doesn't mean that God has overlooked you. Amen? Maybe your family has overlooked you, but God has not overlooked you. Man's opinion of you does not change God's truth about you. You are who God says you are. They thought David was just there to bring them lunch, but he wound up reminding all of them who their God was. Number one, sometimes you'll have to remind the people around you just who your God is. "Don't you know who my God is? Don't you know what my God is capable of? In whom shall I be afraid? For what can man do to me? No mere mortal can take me out. Only God holds my life in his hand." So number one, you'll have to proclaim to the people around you, "Don't you know who my God is?" Number two, you need to stand toe to toe with the giants in your life and proclaim, "Don't you know who my God is?" The enemies in your life, "Don't you know who my God is?" Because here David was, this little shepherd boy delivering lunch. He got five smooth stones and a slingshot and a whole lot of faith in his God, saying, "Don't you know who my God is?" as he faced Goliath. And one stone thrown in faith later, Goliath falls. Your giants have to fall. Your giants have to fall. Today I'm here to tell you to ask your giants the same question with the same confidence David had standing before Goliath, because you know the God you serve is bigger than any giant you face. Giant of cancer, "Don't you know who my God is? I can stand toe to toe with a doctor who gives me a bad report of arthritis, of cancer, of AIDS, of disease, and I can say, 'Don't you know who my God is?' It's impossible, Mandy. Don't you know who my God is? I was born crippled. Don't you know who my God is? My mom had lupus. Don't you know who my God is? Pastor and bishop had reports of cancer. Don't you know who their God is?" Amen. Amen. You got to get bold. See, I'm not a very bold person normally, but when it comes to the word of God and when it comes to who my God is, I can't stop. Giant of debt, "Don't you know who my God is?" Maybe you made mistake spending. Amen. I am one of those people, and I'm getting out of debt, praise God, by the will of God and the grace of God. But you know, the giant of debt can't stop you. Because God can provide whatever you need. He can get you out of debt. Giant of debt, "Don't you know who my God is?" Giant of anxiety, oh my goodness, we live in an anxious time, but giant of anxiety, "Don't you know who my God is?" No more panic attacks in Jesus' name. Whether it's a giant on the battlefield, or a giant in the courtroom, or a giant in the hospital room, our God is greater. Our God is greater. None can stand beside him. Nothing and no one is bigger than he is. So today, proclaim to your giants, "Don't you know who my God is?" Can you just say that? "Don't you know who my God is?" Amen. Now let's move on. I'm moving quick. I'm already on number three. If you missed the first two, I'll go over them in just a second. Number three. Now let's move on. looking at the story of Joshua and the wall of Jericho. Many of you already know this story, amen? But a quick recap for those of you who don't. Joshua was told that Jericho would be his. Jericho was a city in the Old Testament, and God told Joshua it would be him. In Joshua 6, it says, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands.'" But there was just one major problem. The city of Jericho was protected and surrounded by a literal wall of stone. But God continues and tells Joshua, "The wall of the city will fall." The wall of the city will fall. Yes. See, Joshua saw the wall, but he could also see past the wall to the promise of God, to the word of God that God had already spoken to him. Has God ever spoken something to you and it hadn't come to pass yet because there's a wall? This is for you. See, Joshua understood the promise was on the other side. And if the promise of God was on the other side of that wall, then that wall had to come down. Because the walls in our life have to come into submission to the word of God that he has promised when we have faith. Didn't God not give us the word that if we would just have mustard seed faith that we could move mountains? Why not crumble down walls too? Amen? Joshua remained obedient at the wall. That's very important. Because a lot of times people hit a wall in their life and then they settle into disappointment. Have any of you ever settled into disappointment? I've been there. Where it's just wall after wall after wall, no after no after no, and you settle into disappointment. And sometimes in our disappointment, our faith is shaken. Therefore, our obedience is shaken. But I say to you, don't let your faith be shaken. God is working. God is working. That which is beyond your reach is not beyond God's. That which is beyond your reach is not beyond God's reach, because he can stretch wide. He can go where you need him to go when you need him to go there, because that's who our God is. He is the great I am. Joshua knew what God had promised him. So no matter how big the wall, the word of God was still true. He could stand facing the wall and proclaim, "Don't you know who my God is? Don't you know who my God is?" The wall of Jericho was just a prop in the story for God to show himself strong on their behalf. When Joshua saw the wall, he didn't see a dead end. If God said it, then he will do it. Amen. His word does not change just because there's a wall in front of you. That's important that you hear that this morning. Just because there's a wall in front of you doesn't change the promise of God. So number three, you'll have to proclaim to your walls, "Don't you know who my God is?" Wall of fear. Oh my goodness, I have to live this one out every day. Wall of fear, "Don't you know who my God is?" Wall of depression, "Don't you know who my God is? You can't keep me in bed because I've got living left to do. Don't you know who my God is?" Wall of confusion, has anybody ever been confused in here? Wall of confusion, "Don't you know who my God is?" Whatever wall you face, know that your God is able to bring it down. If God gave you a promise and the promise remains true, always stay alert when it comes to those promises God has given you, because the devil will place walls up around the promises of God in your life. Because he can't shake the promise. He can't change the promise, but he can shake you. Yeah. See, the promises of God are always true, but the devil will lay brick by brick, stone by stone, around your promises. He will build up a wall because he can't change the promise of God. God is not a liar. He can't lie. So if he says it, it's true. So the devil's going to try to sift you, try to shake you. But if God said it, then you better believe it. It doesn't matter what walls block you, because those walls have to come down in Jesus' name. I'm declaring that this morning. Mother's Day 2018, walls in the Christians, the believers' lives have to come down in Jesus' name. If it's settled in God's word, then it's settled in my heart. That's a scripture that I've been living 2018. If God's word says it, even if the politics don't like it, even if my friends don't want to hear it, if the word of God says it, then it's settled in my heart. Don't allow any wall that the devil tries to build up around you stop you. Use that mustard seed faith. You need to learn how to put the devil back in his place. And I love that they sang the song about, "Not today, devil. Mm-mm, not today." Sometimes you need to say to the devil, "Devil, let me remind you who my God is. I believe you met him before, but just in case you forgot, my God is the author and the finisher, the perfecter of my faith, and he is writing my story. He is my healer. He is my provider. He is my source. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He commands the sun, the moon, and the stars. The beasts of the fields and the fowls of the air have to obey his every command. He goes before me and fights on my behalf. He is my shade by day and my fire by night. He is my redeemer and he is my salvation. So devil, you better get back under my feet where you belong, or you're going to be in a whole lot more trouble than when you started. You got to get bold in your faith. Get violent in the spiritual realm and take back your life. Oh my goodness, believers, Christians, women of God, men of God, take back your life. Take back your life. Have confidence in your God. Your God is greater. Your God is bigger. Your God is stronger. So number one, we had proclaimed to those around you. Number two, proclaim to your giants. And number three, proclaim to your walls. And number four, I told you I'd be quick. Number four, this might be the hardest and the most important. Proclaim to yourself. Proclaim to yourself. Don't you know who your God is? Remind yourself of the power of God. Remind yourself how far God has brought you. Remind yourself what the Lord has done. Personalize the gospel. We've got to start realizing that Jesus died for us specifically by name, that his blood was to cover us, to heal us, that the stripes were on his back for our iniquities, for our sin, for our forgiveness. Amen? Personalize the gospel. It reminds me of the story of Samson. We know Samson as the strongest man in the Bible, and Samson gets a really bad rap, and rightly so. He was a mess of a man. He made mistakes and fell from grace, but haven't we all? Haven't we all fallen short of the glory of God? Poor Samson just had his recorded in the book of life for all of us to read and see. He was the Old Testament avenger, meant to be a force for the people of God, but succumbed to the wiles of a woman named Delilah, and he told her the secret of his strength, which was his Nazarite vow to never cut his hair in honor of the Lord. So what does Delilah go and do now that she knows that the secret to Samson's strength is in his hair? She cut his hair, and with it took his strength. So the Spirit of the Lord left Samson because the vow had been broken. The covenant was no longer, thus causing Samson to be captured by his enemies and tortured. But the story does not end with Samson's defeat like we think it would, but his captor's defeat. See, Samson's story does not end with his defeat, but with him coming back to God. Oh my goodness, could you just come back to God? Could you just remember who he is and who you are? Come back to God. Remember your creator. Remember your creator. Don't you know who your God is? So it shows us the power of repentance. That's what Samson's story does for me. Judges 16:28, Samson says, and he prayed to the Lord, "Sovereign Lord, remember me again. Oh God, please strengthen me just one more time." Samson thought the Lord had forgotten him, but the Lord had not forgotten Samson. Samson had to come to himself. Have any of you just had to come to yourself? Wake yourself up. Samson had to come to himself and humble himself and realize again from where his strength comes, from where his strength came. Once he called out to God, God returned to make Samson strong one more time. Isn't that just like God? You see, repentance is a glorious surrender. I don't know how repentance got such a bad name. People don't want to repent anymore. But I know when we repent, God hears our cry. When we repent, God forgives. When we repent, God is there. We want grace and we want mercy, and it's always about grace and mercy and grace and mercy. Well, let me tell you something. Repentance acquires grace. Repentance acquires mercy. So if you want grace and you want mercy, then you gotta repent. See, Samson found himself in between two pillars with his eyes plucked out, and he had to come to himself and say, "Lord, I remember you. See, I thought you had forgotten me, but Lord, make me strong one more time." Did Samson mess up? Absolutely. He was a mess of a man. But did God make him strong again and take him back? Absolutely. It doesn't matter how far away you think you are from God this afternoon. Because just as quickly as you can say the name of Jesus, he is there. So I don't know if you came into church for your mama, but God said it's for you. You came in here for the reminder that no matter how far you think you've fallen, God is strong enough to pick you up. He is strong enough to pick you up. There is power in his name. There is power in the cross. You don't have to be hopeless. God is not against you. I don't know why religion preaches God is against us. He's against sin, not against us. He's against sin because it separates us from him. God is for you. He is for you. He is not against you. Sometimes you just have to come to yourself and say, self, don't you know who your God is? Don't you know who your God is? I have to wake up every morning and say, don't you know who your God is? Because you'll have a thought, and you need to nip that thought in the bud. Don't you know who your God is? You'll have a pain in your body. Don't you know who your God is? You'll be tempted, but don't you know who your God is? Sometimes you just have to remember from where your strength comes. You have to remember to look up to where your help is. No, we're not strong enough on our own. No, we don't have all the answers, but don't we know who our God is? He is your strength when you are weak. He is your strong tower. He is your fortress. He is your help. It's not about what I can do in my own strength. It's about what he can do in his strength. A lot of times I try to depend on my own strength as a mother, as a wife, and it just doesn't cut it. Any mom's been there, any wife's been there, it just doesn't cut it. But it's not about what I can do in my own strength. It's about what he can do in his strength. God knew my struggle before my struggle ever existed. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He has already overcome the world. So God knew your struggle before it ever existed. Before you ever struggled, God knew. And he already overcame it for you. God is for you. You see, I realize everything I'm not. The older I get, the more I understand just how fallible and not invincible I am. But I've got a God who is invincible and infallible. A God who loves me and knows me by name. I've got a God who cares for me. And so do you. And so do you. Realize who your God is. You know that there is merit. There is substance behind his name. There is power in the one you call Lord. It's when you're pressed, when you're facing the giants, facing those walls in life, where you need to remember who your God is the most and say, don't you know who my God is? Say that one more time with me. Don't you know who my God is? God is God all by himself. And if we remember who he is and continue in our faith, then what shall be impossible to those who believe? Amen. If you'll stand to your feet, and the band's going to come up, and the choir, but I just want to close with the same scripture that I read at the beginning. But I want you to take it as a command this morning, Mother's Day 2018. I'm going to read it again. But thou shalt remember the Lord your God. Thou shalt remember the Lord your God. Remember his name in the darkness, and there will be light. Remember his name when you feel hopeless, and there will be hope. Remember his name when everything seems like it's going crazy, and there will be peace. Giants can't stop me. Walls can't block me, because my God's got me. I want you to know today who your God is. Quit forgetting. See, sometimes we have this roller coaster faith. It's time to quit forgetting who your God is. Remember his name. Remember the power of the cross. Remember the power of his blood. Remember the power of the stripes upon his back. There is grace and mercy when you come back to God. All you have to do is come back. Hallelujah. So this altar is going to be open to each one of you who are ready to proclaim to your giants, don't you know who my God is? Those who are ready to proclaim to your walls, don't you know who my God is? This altar is open. And I'm not one to beg for people to come to the altar. So if no one comes, no one comes. But if you're saying, I'm going to say today, don't you know who my God is? This altar is open to you. Because God is greater than your problems. He's greater than your issues. He's greater than your temptations.